In 1965, I was a leader in Pensacola in the civil rights movement.
Reverend H.K. Matthews was 37 and working as a janitor at a small medical office in Pensacola when the call went out for participants. He put down his mop, climbed into his 1957 pink and white Ford Fairlane, and drove the 175 miles to Selma.
I was not in a leadership role in Selma, but I was there to be in the mix, to show my support, to make myself feel as if I was a part of what was going on at that time.
On March 7th, 1965, 600 people gathered at Brown Chapel AME Church to begin the 54-mile trek from Selma to Montgomery. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. had an engagement in Atlanta, so Hosea Williams and future Congressman John Lewis would lead. After walking through downtown Selma without incident, things changed as they approached the Edmund Pettus Bridge.
It'll be detrimental to your safety to continue this march, and I'm saying that this is an unlawful assembly. You are ordered to disperse, go home, or go to your church.
I knew that there would be resistance to our trying to cross the bridge. I had no idea that it would be the kind of resistance that we did meet with. I've told people over and over again, had I known that we were going to come up against what we did, I'm not so sure I would have gone. But as I look back over it, I have no regrets.
Alabama state troopers in helmets and gas masks and wielding nightsticks first stopped the marchers, then advanced into them on foot and on horseback. John Lewis and others were seriously hurt. Matthews was also among the marchers who were tear-gassed and injured.
The most damaging blows were dealt to those who were in the front of the march, but they were just indiscriminately beating people, so they didn't ask me whether I was a leader or follower when they started flailing, but I did happen to catch a few blows.
Thanks to the national media, the story of Bloody Sunday spread from coast to coast. President Lyndon B. Johnson, sensing the mood of the country, addressed Congress on national television a week later.
What happened in Selma is part of a far larger movement which reaches into every section and state of America.
Johnson asked for a comprehensive voting rights bill using the words of the civil rights movement.
Their cause must be our cause too, because it's not just Negroes, but really it's all of us who must overcome the crippling legacy of bigotry and injustice. And we shall overcome.
People were just horrified because they didn't know that other human beings could treat other human beings the way we were treated on that bridge.
Reverend Matthews is also quick to point out that the march was not exclusive to African Americans.
There were white people involved in that march who already had a right to vote, but they were there to support our efforts because they knew the denial of our voting rights was wrong.
Martin Luther King called for civil rights supporters to come to Selma for a second march. Members of Congress urged him to hold off until a court could rule if the protesters were entitled to federal protection. King led the second protest on March 9th, but turned it around at the same bridge. The third march on the 21st was successful.
Under the leadership of Dr. Martin Luther King and under the presidentially ordered protection of the National Guard and soldiers of the United States Army, the long-awaited, long-delayed Freedom March to Montgomery begins. The bridge where before the marchers had been turned back is crossed without incident.
Let the nation and the world know we are tired now. We are trying to remind the nation of the urgency of the moment. Now is the time.
Reverend H.K. Matthews says more challenges remain in the civil rights movement. One of them is to make sure current and subsequent generations of Americans are educated about the struggles those pioneers endured.
We as adults and older people who were involved in the movement and those who were not even involved in the movement but who knew about it, the failure lies with us and not with our young people because we are not teaching our young people. Most of them have no clue, no appreciation of what we went through and what we experienced.
We're marching on to freedom land. We're marching on to freedom land. Thus our strength from day to day.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.
We're going forward.